Bitcoin gets quantum-safe transactions and a post-quantum soft fork plan. Bitcoin developers have made quantum-safe transactions technically possible and floated a post-quantum soft fork to defend the network against future quantum computing, according to a Cointelegraph post published August 31, 2026. The move is a long-horizon security upgrade for the largest cryptocurrency, not a response to any active attack. The context matters for framing. Bitcoin traded at 78,115 ERs as of August 31, 2026, down 0.2% on the day, with the market sitting in greed territory at 74 on the Fear and Greed Index. Nothing about the quantum discussion is priced into that number. The threat developers are guarding against does not exist yet in usable form, and that is precisely why the work is happening now rather than later. The cryptography Bitcoin runs on today. Bitcoin secures ownership with elliptic curve digital signatures. Your private key produces a signature that proves you can spend a given output, and it is currently infeasible for any classical computer to reverse that math and recover the key from a public key alone. That assumption holds against every machine in existence today. A sufficiently powerful quantum computer running Shor's algorithm would break it. The same algorithm that threatens elliptic curve signatures also threatens the cryptography behind most of the internet, from bank logins to encrypted messaging. Bitcoin is one target among many, but it is a uniquely visible one because roughly $1 trillion of value sits behind those signatures. The exposure is not uniform. Addresses that have never been spent from keep their public key hidden behind a hash, which adds a second layer a quantum attacker would need to peel back. Addresses that have already broadcast a transaction have exposed their public key on chain. Those are the coins most at risk in a quantum future, along with early pay-to-public key outputs from Bitcoin's first years. The soft fork root A soft fork is a backward-compatible rule change. Nodes that upgrade enforce the new rules, and nodes that do not still see upgraded blocks as valid. That path avoids the chain split risk of a hard fork and is how Bitcoin has shipped past upgrades like SegWit and Taproot. Applied to quantum resistance, the idea is to introduce a new signature scheme built on post-quantum cryptography, then let users migrate their coins to addresses protected by it. Post-quantum signatures rely on mathematical problems, often lattice-based, that neither classical nor quantum computers are known to solve efficiently. The trade-off is size and speed. These signatures are larger than the compact ones Bitcoin uses today, which pressures block space and fees. None of this is settled. A proposal is a starting point for years of review, testing, and rough consensus debate among developers, miners, and node operators. Bitcoin does not upgrade quickly, and a change this foundational will draw scrutiny over migration mechanics. What happens to lost coins, whose owners can never move them, and whether to eventually deprecate old signature types at all? A wider industry shift. Bitcoin is not moving alone. Ripple has been preparing the XRP ledger for what its team calls Q-Day, and Starkware ran what it described as the first quantum-safe Bitcoin transaction on mainnet earlier this month. The direction of travel across major networks is the same. Build and test the defenses now, while quantum hardware is still far from breaking anything, rather than scramble once a capable machine appears. For anyone holding Bitcoin through an exchange, a self-custody wallet, or a card program that spends from on-chain balances, there is no action to take today and no cause for alarm. The practical takeaway is narrower. Whenever a post-quantum standard does ship, moving coins to the new address type will matter most for wallets that have already exposed their public keys through past spending. Reused addresses are the ones to eventually retire. There is also a reason the timing is deliberate rather than reactive. If developers waited until a quantum computer could break signatures, every exposed coin would already be vulnerable during the migration window. Building the escape hatch first and giving users years to walk through it is the only version of this that protects the network instead of racing it.